The lesson from Deuteronomy chapter 6. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. The seventh inning stretch, singing the national anthem, a coin toss. These are part of the culture and tradition of American sports. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, is part of the culture and tradition of Orthodox Judaism. They recite it every day, every single day. Many Christians say a prayer before they eat or pray at bedtime. The words of those prayers repeated every day become so familiar to us, they become a part of us. If I say, Our Father, your mind quickly says, Who art in heaven? In that way, those words of God are put in front of our eyes and written on our doorposts. God wants these words of the truth of His Holy Scriptures, to be in our heart, on our lips, in our minds. They're not magical formulas, but they do, in a sense, ward off Satan. Satan cannot stand in the face of God's word. We are strengthened in faith when we gather around God's word, when we sing together the words and thoughts that become a part of our life from Scripture. Lord, have mercy upon us. Yesterday we learned that the 10 lepers used those words, Lord, have mercy, to beg for Jesus' help. And as he rescued them, he will surely rescue us also from the leprosy and disease of sin. And like the one leper, we can return to give thanks to Jesus by hearing his blessed gospel, to praise it and acknowledge him to be the Lord who has mercy. Hear, O Israel, hear, O believer, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. He is the God who delivered Israel from Egypt. He is God the Son who took upon himself to deliver man and humbled himself to be born of a virgin. He is God the Spirit who governs his people and lifts them up forever, as we sing in the Te Deum. These words bring us comfort for our affliction, forgiveness for our sin, and assurance of our salvation. When we gather for chapel, for matins, for vespers, for divine service on Sunday, then these saving and eternal words of the Lord are before us and are in our hearts and in front of our eyes and become a part of us. May God's words dwell richly in us, and may we talk of them when we sit in our house or our dorm room, when we walk by the way, when we lie down, and when we rise up. Then we know the peace of God that passes all understanding through our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.